trying to find the source of the concept of shlichus in different halachas. So the Gemara asks, how do we know shlichus by kachin? We talked about shlichus by gerushin and by kiddushin and by hafreshes truma. But now the Gemara asks, how do you know shlichus by kachin? Gemara says we learn it out from a pasuk by Korban Pesach. The shachatu also called kahala das Yisrael. The chikala called kula shochin. Hello, in the shochet elo echad. El mikan shishluchos shuladim kimosu. The Tosfos says, why do we need Rabbi Shimon Karcha's pasuk from Korban Chat from Korban Pesach? Tape a play from Parsha Aaron. You had the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Shech Tzepar. It's mechaper for the Mosmikdash for Kadosha for him and Shevet Levi. It says v'chiper v'shochet es parachat asah shelo. Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, has to shech the par himself. So let's learn that shlucho shalom kemoso from parashal Aaron. The dafka parashal Aaron needs a bailin to shech, but by other kachim, you don't need the bailin to shech. You can have a shliach shechting. That's the kasha of Tosfos. So we pointed out that the Tosfos Harosh was nonplussed by the kasha. Tosfos Harosh felt it wasn't a kasha to begin with. Again, the kash of Tosfos is that let's learn from Parashal Aaron to other kachim. Parashal Aaron, it says v'shachad es parachad asah shelo, that Aaron HaKohen, that the Kohen Gadol, has to shecht the par Yom Kippur by himself. He can't do it al yedei shliach. So let's learn from that by other kachim you can do it through a shliach. Parashal Aaron needs dafka bailin, but other kachim you can do it through a shliach. So we pointed out there are two assumptions in that drasha. One is that by other kachim you really do need a ma'isa bailin. But the shliach is sufficient. Right? You need a ma'isa bailim for the shchitas shar kachim, but the shliach is sufficient. So let's learn from Parshal Aaron that shliach is sufficient for shar kachim. Zokta Tosfos Harosh, no, maybe the simple answer is that from Parshal Aaron I'd say that by shar kachim I don't even need a ma'isa bailim. Maybe v'shachet es parachat asah shelo says that Aaron HaKohen, that the Kohen Gadol has to shech the par Yom Kippur himself, and shar kachim don't need ma'isa bailim at all. They don't even need das bailin. The person can shech the carbon as long as the baal was noted the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to designate his own carbon. You can't bring a behema on behalf of the bailin if it's not their behema. But if they have a behema, they want to bring it as a carbon, but they want to be able to choose who to do the shechita, maybe from Parshal Aaron we can derive that they don't get the right to say who gets to do the shechita. Maybe if someone shechts the carbon, shalom midas habaylim, it still works. Maybe that's the gzeres hakosim. Not that shlichus works, that you don't need dafka bailim, even a shliach. Maybe the whole drasha is that you don't need bailim mechlal. That even if someone shechts shalom b'shus habaylim, it still works. Maybe that's the drasha. That's the Tosfos Harosh's suggestion. That's the bracketed section that some of you saw last week. For Ogyesh Loma, you know, he has a different teretz initially. Let's look at that one first. V'yesh Loma de Mehosam lo shamina melehecha de isle shutbis ma'i kapor. We'll see later on that Membez, the Gemara has a havamina as a dechiyah to another one of the riots for the mokav v'shlichas, that maybe dafke if isle shutbis v'yavei, then you can be a shliach. If you're a shutuf in this inyan, so then you can be a shliach on behalf of one of the other shutfim. It's a good svara, right? You might think shlucha shalom kemoso only applies to someone who's a shutuf, to someone who has a connection to this item, so then he can be a shliach on behalf of another shutuf in this inyan. But if you don't have a shutuf, then maybe you can't be a shliach. That's what the Gemara is going to say later. So the Rosh suggests that over here too. That maybe by Parashal Aaron, since the kapara is for Shevet Levi, right, for Echav HaKohanim, so I would think that maybe the other Kohanim can be the shliach. Right, the other Kohen can be the shliach to shech the par for the Kohen Gadol, because the kapara is for them as well. They have a shutfus in the carbon, so I think that maybe they could be the shliach, but that doesn't necessarily mean, again, nochamo. By Parashal Aaron, the other Kohanim can shech the carbon. V'shachad as parachad as hashalo dafka, the Kohen Gadol has to shech. But I would think, dum you the Parashal Aaron, that even though the Kohanim have a shutfus begaveh, they can't be a shliach. I need dafka my sebailim. So in other kachim where you have a shlichus begaveh, like by a Korban Pesach, if everyone is a shutuf, if you have a shutuf begaveh, everyone is a shutuf, the whole mishpacha are shutufim in this Korban Pesach, so that I would think, oh, one of the shutufim can shecht on behalf of everyone else, because by Parshal Aaron, dafka the Kohen Gadol has to shecht, not someone who has a shutuf begaveh. But in other cases, as long as you have a shutuf begaveh, I think that you could shecht you could check the carbon. Right? I would only know that if you have a shuvus begavei, then you can have shlichus. But the mocha that even if you don't have a shuvus begavei, you can also be a shliach, that I wouldn't know from Parashah Laron. So that's why I need other makaris to teach me, even if I don't have a shuvus begavei, still shlucho shalom kim myself. The Parashah Laron is not enough, says the Rosh. That's one answer. Yesh lomer, says the Rosh. From Parashal Aaron, I would think Parashal Aaron needs Maisa Bailin. All other Kochim doesn't need Maisa Bailin Mechlal. Not that it needs Maisa Bailin, but Shlichus can take the place of the Bailin. I don't need Bailin Mamish. Shulchan Shalom Kavos is enough. No! Parashal Aaron needs Bailim, all of the Kochim doesn't need Bailim Bechlau. Anyone can Shchita even against the will of the Baal. Shalomi das Bailim. Even if the Bailim are Mocha, the Rosh sense. That's what I would have learned from Parashal Aaron. That's the Diuk. That's not what we're talking about over here. From Karban Pesach, we're learning that you need Shlichus. Right? That you need Maisa Bailim, but Shliach can take the place of the Bailim. That's a Chiddush. Right, that even where you need Maisa Bailim, Shlicha still works. That's not going to finish. So I can learn that from Karban Pesach and not from Parashal Aaron. Because in Parashal Aaron, I think that Shar Kochim don't need Maisa Bailim Bechlal. Not that Shlichus works, but it doesn't need Maisa Bailim Bechlal. Even someone who operates against the Bailim can do the Shchita. This is what the Rosh wants to suggest. The Parashal Aaron is not a mocker for Shlichus by Kochim. But comes Tosis and says something totally different. Tosis wants to suggest that no, hodim matinan mi parashal Aaron hainu chatas davka dumi de parashal Aaron. I would say davka like parashal Aaron. Parashal Aaron comes to teach me something about Shar Kochim, but only dumi de parashal Aaron. Just like the Rosh in his first answer says dumi de parashal Aaron isle shudvis begaveh, dumi de parashal Aaron, so do Tosis. Parashal Aaron is a type of Karban Chatas. V'shochet es par ha-chatas ha-shelo. It's a type of Karban Chatas. I'd say Parashal Aaron teaches me something about Shar Kochim, Dafka Chatas in Kochim. Not by Olos Hushlam. But by Chatas, I would say Parashal Aaron teaches me that you can have Shlichos by Chatas in Shar Kochim. There's no Shlichos by Parashal Aaron, but there is Shlichos by Kochim if it's Chatas. But I wouldn't know that there's Shlichos in Shchita of Karban Olo or Karban Shlomim. That's why I need Rabbi Shimon Karchas Halacha. I need his pasuk from Karban Pesach to teach me that they can be shlichus by all kachim, not just by chatas, not just by chatas. Three answers, right? Two answers of the Rosh, one answer of Tosfos. That either I would only learn from Parashal Aaron something about kachim where isle shudvas begaveh, but not where lesle shudvas begaveh. Or maybe I would learn from Parashal Aaron that you don't need bailus at all by shchitas kachim. You can check even Shalom Yidas Habaylim. Or as Tosis wants to suggest, that no, maybe Dafka Chatas. Parashal Aaron teaches me that Shlichas can work by Chatas, but not by other Kochim. That's why I need Rabbi Shimon Karchas Drosha by Karban Pesach to teach me that there's a din of Shlichas by all Kochim. Comes Tosis and he tries to explain, goes a little bit further. Why is Chatas different? And Rishum de Bechatas Ksiv Oso, Afil Abal Karcho, Yaakov Oso. By Chatas it says also, from that we learn, Afilu b'karcha, that you can force the person to bring the Karban Chatas. And Hilkach, Kevin, the Isa, the Kamon, Makriven also b'karcha, Dinu Shiyasa Shliach. Since you can be Makriven even b'karcha, Dinu Shiyasa Shliach, it's mistaber that you can make a Shliach. Al Shar Karbonas, lo Makriven b'karcha, lo Hava Yad Inon, Shiyach, lo Asa Shliach, ilo Denafka, le Midrav Yishim b'karcha. But other Karbonas, since you can't be makir bal karcha, I wouldn't think that shlicha should work, if not for the pasuk by Karban Pesach. That's Tosis's svar. Right? He gives a teretz and he gives a svar. Why would I think that you can have shlichas davka by chatas? Because chatas you can be makir bal karcha, but other kochim you can't. So davka, since you can be makir bal karcha, that we can be makir against the will of the bailim. So I would think that davka there you can have shlichas, but by other kochim no. So Frekta Marshah, Tosis is difficult for many reasons, as we started describing last time. Marshah says, first of all, it doesn't say Yaakov Oso by Chatas, it says that by Karban Ola. It says that by Karban Ola, Yaakov Oso by Ikra, right? Ola karbano min abakar zachar tamim yakeveno pesach alamoid yakev also litzono lefnei Hashem. It's by karbon ola, not by karbon chatas. Doesn't say yakev also with a jerusha afilu bal karcho by karbon ola, by karbon chatas, not by karbon ola. That's what the Gemara Daf Nun quotes. Nan Yaakov also, Mishnah quotes the Mishnah, Yaakov also, Malam Shekofen also, Yaakov also sounds like Yaakov also, you can force him, Kro Yisera, who says Rashi, Daksib Bereshit, the Kro Zohar Tomim Yaakrivenu, it already says Yaakrivenu, so why does it say Yaakov also again? Yaakov also sounds like Valkarach, you can force him. Yaakov also, Malam Shekofen also, Yochel Valkarach, Tamalom Alitzono, okay, it's that, Kofen also, Achi Yomar Rotsani, we can be Kofen also, we beat him up until he says Rotsani. What kind of beating it up? What kind of beating up is that? That's what the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin says, that the Yetzirah doesn't want him to do the mitzvah. We're kofen also, we beat him up. We reveal what the Yetzirah Tov really wants, what his pneumius really wants. But it is a kfiyah. It's a kfiyah. We're beating him up. It's just we're saying that that's his ultimate rotsan. That's his inner rotsan. It's not his external rotsan, but it's his inner rotsan. So it is a kfiyah, but we call it a rotsan, so that's why the carbon went. That's by carbon ola, not by carbon chatas. Ain memashkinim b'chavei chatos, says the Mishnah in Erechim. We don't force people to bring a carbon chatos. Carbon ola, we can be memashkin, but not by carbon chatos. So what's Tosfos saying? Yaakov also is by carbon chatos, that we can force him to bring the carbon b'karchom? That's by ola, that's not by chatos. What's more, alayda svara? Kashif and svara? If we can be kofen to bring the carbon, that's more of a reason for him to be able to make a shliach, or is it less of a reason for him to be able to make a shliach? Or it's less of a reason, right? Tosfos HaRosh wanted to say earlier, we had this, we came back to it many, many times, right? That you can't necessarily learn shliach lekabola from shlichus habal, because I would think that maybe shlichus habal by gerishin, l'holocha by gerishin, the baal can make a shliach, because he can be megarish the woman bal karcha. So if it's Bal Karcha, then he's a Bailam over the Gerishin. So Beitalia Milsa, if he's a Bailam over the Gerishin, then he can make a Shliach. But the woman can't be Megarish the man Bal Karcha. That doesn't make any sense. So I would think that maybe she can't make a Shliach. So I need a special pasuk that Shliach LeKabbalah also works. It sounds like the fact that you can do something Bal Karcha, that's more of a reason to say that you can make a Shliach. But if we can do it against your will, not that you can do it balkarach of someone else, but we can do it balkarach acha, that's not a reason to say that you can make a shliach. That means you're less in control of what's going on. So what's Tosfos saying? Well, because we can be makir v'karban chatas balkaracham of the bailim, that's a reason to say that they can make a shliach? No, it's less of a reason to say they can make a shliach. Tosfos is pilei ploy from beginning to end, frek de marsha. So says the Maharsha, I think Taka the Girsa should be Pung Faker and Taisis, the exact opposite. Okay, Hanir Lagia Behefer Divrayim, Bechain Sarachlam, Behind the Tamarishan, the Chadis Loksiv also Afilu Balkarcha. Doesn't say also Afilu Balkarcha by Chadis, only by Ola. The Hilgach Kaven, the Isla Kamon, Ain Makriven also Balkarcha. Since Taka, we can't force him to bring the Karban Chadis, Ain Mimashkinin Bechaybe Chatos. We can't force him. Dinu shiyasa shliach. So then it makes sense that he should be able to make a shliach. Because if we can't force him, then he's in control. Avoshar kabanas lo. V'alchim istabra taim matvei. D'bemokom ben kofen oso beital yamilsa. V'yochol nam yilasa shliach. Hevel heicha. The kofen oso. Lo tal yabei milsa v'ena yochol lasa shliach. Says the Maharsha, you have to change the girsa. Flip the girsa and Tosfos. Teretz of Tosfos is that from Parash Al Aram, I can't be medayik by other kochim that you can make a shliach. Because I would think that dafka by karban chatas, not by all kochim, dafka by karban chatas you can make a shliach, because we can't force him to bring the karban chatas. So we can't force him to bring the karban chatas, beital yamilsa, he's in control, and if he's in control, then he should be a bailam to make a shliach. By other kodshim, since we can force him to bring the carbon ola and the carbon shlamin, so I would think he's not in control. If he's not in control, he can't make a shliach. So I don't know that you can make a shliach in all kodshim. I need Rabbi Shimon Karcha's that by all kachim, even by carbon pesach, by shlomim, by all those, where we can force him to bring the carbon, there he can also make a shlich, even though he's not a bail. This is how the Marsha understood Tosfos. Questions? Okay. So, what emerges from the Marsha is that he's assuming that by chai v'chatos, can you be mamashkin or not? Can you force or not? What's the answer? What? By chai v'chatos, you can't. Ain mamashkin, by chai v'chatos, like the Mishnah Erchin said, you can't force someone to bring a carbon chatos. That proves that Beit HaYimilsi is a bailam, and that's why he should be able to make a shliach. So the problem is, the Mishnah in Krisus doesn't sound like that. The Mishnah in Krisus seems to imply, like our dear said Tosfos, that you can force someone to bring a carbon chatos. Which Mishnah am I referring to? Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah in Krisus, what happens if two Edom say, Achalta Chalev, and the individual denies it? He says, Lo Achalti, I didn't eat the Chalev. I'm not Chayev a carbon chatos. What's the din? Rabbi Meir says that Yechayev, that we listen to the Edom, and the Chachamim say that Yepata, we pass him like the Chachamim. Mishnah in Krisus. A world famous Mishnah in Krisus. All of Krisus is Givaldic, but this really made it big time. Shnaim omer achal techelev. Shnaim omer ochal vahu omer lo achalti. Rabbi Meir mechayev. Omer Rabbi Meir and Shnaim. Ebi yu Shnaim li de misach amur lo yivu li de karban akam. Rabbi Meir is a simple kal vachomer. Two people can be mechayev a person misa. If two Edim testify that someone's Mechal Shabbos, say he's Chayav Misa. So if they can bring him Lidei Misa HaChomer, Lo Yiviyu Lidei Karban HaKal, well, they can't be Mechayav in the Karban. A Karban is easier, it's much lighter than Misa. So if two Edim can be Mechayav in Misa, then they should be able to be Mechayav in the Karban too. And the Chachamim say no. Ma'im Yirtza Lomar Meizid Ha'isi Potter? Who are the Nami? If he says, I didn't do anything, he's also going to be Potter. What does that mean? You're only chayav a carbon chatos if you do an aver b'shogeg. So if the individual says he was amazed, so then he'll be potter from being a carbon. Not that he's a tzaddik, we're not going to give him, you know, a bit of kibbutz and shul, but he's potter from being a carbon. Chatos is only for shogeg, not for amazed. Come the chacham and say, look, if he had said amazed ha'yisi, then the two eidim wouldn't be mechayav a carbon. So if he says, I didn't do the ma'is aver at all, we trust him. What kind of a halach is that? If he says meizid, then he's potter. But if he says I didn't eat, and the Edom say he did eat, then he should be chayit. So what kind of halach is that? So the two pshatim in the Gemara, what that means. Either it's a migu, he has a migu, he had a koach hatayna, since if he were to say meizid ha'isi, we wouldn't be mechayiv him a carbon. Again, not because he's a tzaddik, but because he's such a bala that the carbon is not mechaper for him. But okay, he can get out of the carbon. So if he can get out of the carbon, then the Edom can't be mechayiv him, because he has a migu, he has a way of getting out of it. Or the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis there in Krisus says, no. There's a rule that Adam Neman al Atzmo Yoser Mimeya Ish. Just like Hodaz Baldin Kameya Eden Dami, just like a person can be Mechayev himself Mammon, he's Kameya Eden Dami, he's even stronger than two Eden. Two Eden say, Yapata. He says, no, I'm Chayev, he's Chayev. Come the Chachamim and say, this is Neman al Atzmo, this is about himself, whether he's Chayev or Karban, a person is Neman about himself. Not a fancy Migu, just Nemonis, he has a Nemonis about himself. Rabbi Meir holds that Shnayim Omrim Ochal, he says I didn't eat, he's Chayav a Karban. So L'chor it's a Pella. Doesn't that sound like you can force him to bring the Karban? That's Taka with Tosis and Yevamis. It says Beferish. Mishnah Yevamis quotes the same Machlokes Rabbi Meir Chachamim. The Gemara in Yevamis. Umemashkinin also says Tosfos. So Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Umemashkinin also in Amar Shalola Havi. If the guy doesn't want to bring the carbon, Rabbi Meir holds, we can force him. You take a mashkin. Taking a mashkin basically means that you kofin. Because he has to bring it. You take a mashkin, you say, if you don't bring the carbon, we're going to use the mashkin as a carbon. We're going to buy the carbon with the mashkin. Umemashkinin also. We even force him to bring the carbon. So l'chor it's a stira. The Mishnah Erchin says that ein memashkinim b'chayav chatos, and yet Rabbi Meir holds that you are memashkinim b'chayav chatos if he says I didn't eat, and the Edom said that you did eat. It's doch a stira between the two Mishnais. How can we reconcile the two Mishnais? Pellet. So what's the answer? So lechora, the answer is that ein mamashkin b'chay b'chatos could mean not that we don't force him, but rather, help me, not that we don't force him, but that we don't need to force him. Maybe normally we don't need to force the person because mistama he wants the kapar. So we don't, we give him a chance. We don't force him to bring a carbon chatas because we don't have to force him. Ein tzorech lemashkin, not ein mamashkin, but ein tzorech lemashkin. We don't have to force him. But if he taka doesn't want to bring the carbon, then our father, we're going to force him to bring the carbon. Tosis in Yevama seems to learn like that. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah also learns like that. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah mentions the halacha of Bal Ta'acher. Bal Ta'acher means that you have three regalim to bring a carbon. If you know they're a carbon, or if you chayev a carbon, so then you have a little time. We don't force you to bring it immediately. But after three regalim, then you'll violate the isra of lo sa'acher l'shalmo. Bal ta'acher. You're not allowed to delay. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Right? If you delay for three regalim, so then you violate a law. So, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah asks, what's the mission in Erechim talking about? If we're talking before the three regalim have passed, so then even by what? Even by chayvei olos l'shlamim, you should not be memashkin. Even by Chayvei Olos HaShlamim, you shouldn't force him. He has time. He has the three regalim. And if we're talking after the three regalim, you should be mamashkin even by Chayvei Chatos. You should be able to force him even by Chayvei Chatos. So what's the mission talking about? Manavshach. If it's before three regalim, you shouldn't be able to force by any of the karbanis. And if it's after three regalim, you should force him because he violated the law. Tosis gives an answer there that really we're talking about within the three regalim. But if you see that he's being misatzel, that he doesn't want to bring the carbon, so then by olos shlamim we're going to force him. That's what Taisa says. But clearly Tosin Rosh Hashanah assumes that after three regalim, we're going to be memashkein, even by chayvei chatos. If we see that after three regalim he doesn't want to bring the carbon chatos, of course we're going to force him. When we see that he doesn't want to get the kapara, then we force him to get the kapara. Like Tosis in Yevamos. Umamashkinim also. We'll force him. If the Eidim say that he's chayev a carbon because he ate chaylev, and he says, I didn't eat chaylev, we force him to bring the carbon if he doesn't want to bring the carbon. Ein memashkin, it means ein tzarech lemashkin. Normally, you don't have to force him because mistama, he's going to want to bring the carbon. Like Rashi and Bava Kama says. Right? They're all together. Tosis in Yevamos, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi and Bava Kama, all b'chodam achta machtim. Says Rashi, lo mashile. You don't have to be mamashken by chay v'chatos because there's no chashash, there's no concern. It's coming for a kapara. Mistama, the guy's going to want a kapara, so we don't have to force him to bring the carbon because mistama, he's going to want to get the kapara. But let's say he doesn't bring the carbon, and it's clear he doesn't want the kapara. We say, you chay the carbon, and he says, I don't want the kapara. Should we force him then? I don't want to force him then. The Mishnah in Erechim was never saying that you don't force someone to get a kapara. Mishnah Erechim was saying that you don't have to force him because Mistami is going to want the kapar. He's not going to be masha the carbon because Mistami is going to want the kapar. But if he doesn't want the kapar, Avada, we're going to force him. Avada, we're going to force him. Like Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim just disagree with one small point. The Chachamim say that Eidim can't tell the person that he's chayav the carbon. Because he's neman about himself. He's a migu, or it's a gzeras hakosav, it's a halacha that he's neman about himself. But if he admits that he's chayav the carbon, he just doesn't want to bring the carbon, Avada, we're going to force him to bring the carbon. Avada will force him to bring the carbon. Say these Rishon. So is the Marsha, right? We're going back and forth. The Ikka Girsin Tosfis was what? Our original Girsin Tosfis is that by chayav chatos, you can force him to bring the carbon. The Marsha changed it and said, no, by Chai V'chatos, you can't force him to bring the carbon. So he said, well, that's the Mishnah in Erechim. Ein memashkin by Chai V'chatos. So the Marsha's right. Right? Wrong. Who says that Mishnah means to say that you can't force someone to bring a carbon chatos? Maybe that Mishnah only meant that you don't have to force him because Mistama, he'll want the kapara. But if he really doesn't want the kapara, he says, I don't want the kapara, then we do force him to get the kapara. Bal Karacha. What's the Marsha saying over here? It's against the Mishnah in Krisis. Right? Who says the Marsha is right? The Marsha had a new pshat in Taisus. Who says the Marsha is right? And that's the Ha'ara of the Karnei Re'ein on the Marsha in Os Aleph. On the Marsha that flips the Girsa. Karnei Re'ein says, Ein Raya, the Eim Mashkin, Bechavei Chato'os, Hainu Heichad, Lochazinu, Lashinarotza, Lahavi, Al Bechazinan, Delonichale, Bekapara, Mimashkinin. If we see that he doesn't want the Kapara, why are we going to force him to bring the Karban Chata? What's the Marsha talking about? Moshekosu atos is bekrisus v'yevomis. So yevomis, I understand. Tosis in yevomis does say m'mashkin and also if he doesn't want the kapara, as we've been saying, we don't have to force him normally because Mistami is going to want the kapara. But if he doesn't want the kapara, he says I don't want it. Then we talk it through force him. What's the answer for the marsha? What's the answer for the marsha? The marsha assumes that you can't force a person to bring a karban chatos b'chalal, even if he doesn't want it. Eim emashkinen b'chayv chatos means eim emashkinen. Never. You never force a person to bring a karban. How is the Marsha going to answer the Mishnah in Krisus? Rabbi Meir says that two Eidim can force a person to bring a karban. What's the Marsha going to say? So the answer is, he'll say, like what some of the other Rishonim say. Nakum? Tosis increases. Karnei Re'im is a very interesting kugel over here. He puts Tosis in Yevamos with Tosis increases. They don't quite say the same thing. Tosis increases doesn't say that you can force someone to bring a Karban Chatos if he doesn't want. What does Tosis increases say? Rabbi Meir is special. Why? He really wants a kapar. We assume the guy wants a kapar. But what? He doesn't think he's chayef. Sover Leos Potter. He doesn't think he's chayef. He thinks he didn't eat the chayef. That's where we force him. We force him, we tell him, look, if the two Eidim say that you ate Chaylev, bring the carbon. Bring the carbon. And we're going to force you to bring the carbon. Because he just thinks he's potter. It's not that he doesn't want a kapar. He wants the kapar, but he doesn't think he says, Chulin Lazara? I'm not going to bring Chulin Bazara. It's an Isser. Okay, don't worry. It's not Chulin Bazara. If the Eidim tell you that you have to bring it, bring it. He says, but I know, I didn't eat. I know. He's kicking and screaming. And we say, no, bring the carbon. We're going to force you to bring the carbon. Do we force someone to do a kapara? No. But he wants the kapara if he's really chayiv. It's just he thinks he's potter, says Tosfos in Krisus. He thinks he's potter. That's why we force him. Right? But if a person really says, look, I know I'm chayiv. I don't want the kapara. Don't bother me. I'm chayiv. I don't want the kapara. I don't want the kapara. Don't force me. It's not that I don't think I'm chayiv. I know I'm chayiv. But afal pi kein, I don't want a kapara. Do we force him then? Says Tosfos in Krisus, Ein Mamashkin in Bechayv Chatos. We don't force a person to bring a Karban Chatos. Rabbi Meir is talking about a case where Sover Leos Potter, he thinks he's Potter. He thinks he's Potter, so then we force him because he really wants the Kapara. It's just that he thinks he's not Chayiv to get the Kapara, not Chayiv to bring the Karban. But if the person really says, Lo Nichali, I don't want it, Navada, we're not going to force him. That's how the Marsha learned the Mishnah in Erechin. Not like the Karnei Re'im. The Karnei Re'im puts the Tosim together. He says everyone is saying the same thing. Marsha would say, no. Tosim Krisus doesn't say what the other Tosim are saying. And I'm with Tosim Krisus. I think that's the right pshat. That we never force a person to bring a Karban Chatos unless Sover Leos Potter. We don't force him to bring a Karban Chatos. Not that we don't have to force him to bring a Karban Chatos. We don't force him to bring a Karban Chatos. We don't force a person to get a kapara unless he doesn't think he's chayiv. Then we force him to get that kapara because he would want that kapara. But if he tells us, I really don't want the kapara, then we don't force him. The major machlokas, the Marsha and the Karnei Re'im, basically a machlokas we've shown him, do we force a person to get a kapara? Eim emashkin b'chayv chatos. Does that mean ein sorech lemashkin? Or does that mean no, we absolutely don't force him to get a kapara? What's the machlokas? The basis of the machlokas is whether you can force someone to get a kapar. Does it make sense to force someone to get a kapar? Maybe the whole concept of a kapara is that the person has to want the kapar. If he doesn't want the kapar, how can you force someone into the kapar? He has to do tshuva. Right? Tshuva means that he has to want to get a kapar. How can I force someone into a kapar? That's what the Marsha says. You can't force someone to make a karban chatos. That just doesn't make any sense. force someone to get a kapara, that there's a lack of tshuva there. Right? You can't force someone to get a kapara, bal karcho. The Karni Re'eim and the other Rishonim, might be assuming, no, that you might not get a full kapara if you're forced into it, but a kapara purta, a little bit of a kapara, you still will get there. There's a value to forcing someone. Normally you don't have to force someone to bring karmen chatas, but if he says, I don't want it, then we will force him, because they hold that there is a value to forcing someone to get a kapara. Even though he's not going to get a kapara shlema, a kapara gemura, but he'll get a little bit of a kapara. So we do force him. So that's the machlokas that's going on over here. Do we force someone to get a kapara, or absolutely not? We will not force someone to get a kapara, because the whole thing doesn't make any sense to force him to get a kapara. Savalios potter, he thinks he's potter, but then we'll force him to get the kapara that he would want to get. But if Imamish says, I don't want the kapara, then we're not going to force him to get the kapara. Josh?
Can we say that it's the same thing as forcing a Baal to get Gerushin? He doesn't want to give it, but inside you really, like we say that, he really wants it. So over here, externally he doesn't want the kapara, but internally he really does want the kapara.
No, but giving a get is not a kapara.
But just comparing them.
The Gemara compares them, actually. The Gemara Daf Nun does make such a comparison, but the fact that we can't force a person to get a kapara, that's because that could run counter to the definition of kapara. Kapara is linked to tshuva. Giving a get to one's wife, all we need is Ratzon Habaal to give the get. So if his inner Ratzon is expressed with a Rotzani, that he agrees to give the get, we don't care that we're beating him up. We are megala what his inner ratzon is, and that's enough to give a get. It's unrelated to kapara and tshuva, and so it might be easier to force someone to give a get than to force him to bring a karba. Okay? Yeah.
Is it unusual to find a Mishnah just describing human nature? That it's not like teaching us a din, it's just saying that people don't usually delay in getting kapara.
So the chiddush of the Mishnah in Erchin is that we are mamashkin by chavei olos hashlamim. That's really the chiddush. The chiddush is by the other karbanos, you should know we're going to force him, because there, since they're not really a din of kapara, even though there is a little bit of a kapara by chavei olos, right? The Chazal say that a karban olos mechaper for aseis, right, which don't need a karban chatas, but for chavei asei, someone violates an asei. A bitul asei needs a little bit of a kapara. But it's not the same level of kapara, so by chayve olos we will force. So that's really the chiddush of the Mishnah Erechin, not chayve chesmos. So one machlokas, the marshan, the Karni Re'eim, is whether we can force someone for a kapara, to get a kapara. It seems to be part of what's going on over here between the Karni Re'eim and the marshan. But there's another issue as well that relates to shlichus. You see, according to the marshan, the Marsha was convinced of his pshat for two reasons. First of all, he found that based on the Mishnah in Erchin, you can't force someone to bring a karban chatas. But the Marsha also said it makes sense within Tosfos to be gores that from Parashal Aaron I would learn dafka to karban chatas that shlichas works, because Beit Talia Milsa, there's a svara involved, that Beit Talia Milsa, it's dependent on him. So if it's dependent on him, then he can make a shliach. But I would think that by other karbanas, right, since it's not Beit Talia Milsa, you can force him. So if you can force him, then he can't make a shlem, right? That's the marsha. So we said that's the Tosfos HaRosh. The svar of the marsha is like the Tosfos HaRosh, that whenever a person can't be forced, like a baal in gerushin, fakir, he can force someone else, so he has more of a bialus. So if you say that a person can't be forced to bring karma chatas, he has more of a bialus, that's why he can make a shliach. According to the Karni Re'eim's girsan tosis, the Karni Re'eim would be gores like our girsan. Right? That chatas is going to be special. I think that you can have shlichas only by chatas, because you can or cannot be kofet to bring a karma chatas. You can be kofet to bring a karma chatas. I think dafka by karma chatas, you can have shlichas. What kind of a svar is that? Against the Marsha? Right? What kind of a svar is that? If you can be kofet to bring a karban chatas, then you can have shlichus? The Marsha is gewaldic. Right? Misvara. forgetting about the kapara issue, whether you can force someone into a kapara or not, that's one issue. But let's look at the shlichus angle of this machlokas. The Marsha says it makes sense to be goris in Tosfos, that from Parashal Aaron, I'll be medayik, that by chatos, stam chatos, you can't make a shliach. But I can't be medayik by olos ashlamim, because by stam chatos, you can't force him to bring the carbon. So there, Beitalia Milsom is stamma, he's a bailim, and that's why he can make a shliach. But by other karbanos, not. Comes the Kainei Re'im and says, no, I think the girsa should be the way we have it. Don't flip anything. By carbon chatas, the reason why you can make a shliach is because he can be forced to bring the carbon chatas. He can be forced to bring the carbon chatas. Why is that a reason to say that he can make a shliach? Isaac.
Didn't we have on the first Amud by when we were learning out from Gerishin, we said Mal Gerishin Shekin Yeshin Mal Karchas, we couldn't learn out from Kiddushin. We had the rush there that said, but since it's so easily done, so we can actually put there as well.
Exactly. Marsha and the Kainei Re'im are disagreeing, it would seem, in the svaras of the Gemara that we had earlier. What is the svar? When do I say that a person can make a shliach, and when do I say that he can't make a shliach? So one svar we had is that if the person is a bialim of Beital Yenilsa, then it's more mistab that he should be able to make a shliach. But then we had a different svar. That if the thing can be done bal karcha, if the matter can be done bal karcha, like by gerishin, then it's more mistaba that shlichas can be made because the whole thing is a maisakal. It's a very light kind of chalos. It's an easy chalos to effect. So if it's an easy chalos to effect, so I would think that shlichas is more shaykh. The Kainei Re'im would say that's exactly the point over here. If I can force someone to bring a karma chatas, you see, it's a very easy thing to accomplish. I don't even need his das. So if I, the concept of a carbon chad is a very light type of concept. It's not so chomer. It doesn't require such a strength. Right? It's very easy to accomplish. So if it's very easy to accomplish, maybe it's more likely that you should be able to make a shliach. Make a shliach? I'm not going to do it myself. That doesn't make sense. L'chora the Bailam should have to do the maisa. What gives me the right to make a shliach? The answer is, if it's a maisa kal, if it's a chalos, I wouldn't say a carbon is a chalos, but right, if bringing a carbon chatas is very easy, because we can do it even against the will of the bailim, so you might think it's a maisakal. If it's a maisakal, it's more likely that you should be able to make a shliach. That's how the Kainei Re'im might learn. Marsha and the Kainei Re'im are pilpuling within Tosfos, the different girsos and Tosfos. How do we goris in Tosfos? Can you force someone to bring a carbon chatas? Can you not force him to bring a carbon chatas? What's the issue vis-a-vis shlichas? The issue is, do you say that the more a person is in control, that allows him to make a shlichas? Or do you say the more that the mice is a mice hakal, that allows shlichas to be created? Okay, this is the sugi of shlichas by kach. Question, Isaac.
Even according to even though we've explained a lot of the Kainei Re'im in Tosfos, how would you explain where we say, it would make more sense to compare it to Hatat, that's done, that can't be done Malkarfa, but Shar Korbanot cannot be done Malkarfa. But in the Puli Alma, all the other types of Korbanot can be done Malkarfa?
Yes?
You have to explain the mission there.
You have to explain the mission there. What Tosfos says that Shar Korbanos, Olos Ushlami. But there, everyone says in Mashkin and Osam. Yeah. That's a good kasha. It's an excellent kasha. The hemshich of Tosfos still is not going to work out because it's against the mission in Erechim. It's a good haor. You're saying even according to the Kainei Re'im, you still have to get rid of that part of the Tosfos, but that's against the mission in Erechim. There's no way out. It's a good haor. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go by. Let's go weiter to the next sugi. So the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph on the base picks up. Choda mechoda lo asya. Tasty choda mitarkin. Okay, we can't learn one item from the other. Right? We need some kind of a... We need a tzad ashove, right? The Gemara said we can't learn kiddushin just from gerushin and truma just from kiddushin and kochim alone. We need some kind of a tzadashot. Chodem echad lo asya. We can't learn one from the other. But tasty chodem itarti. Let's learn from a tzadashot. Why do we need a pasuk by all four cases? We need a pasuk in v'shilach v'shilcha to teach me shlichus by gerushin. Then we need the yotzev ha'ozi to teach me by kiddushin. And then for truma we need atem gamatem. And then we need by kochim v'shachadu aso kol kahal adas yisrael. Why do we need four pasukim for? Let's not, even if we can't learn one from the other, because there are differences as we describe yeshtav v'machshava and it's the chol etzel kochim and all the different svaris. But let's learn from a pair. Let's learn from a tzad hashavim. So which one? What are we going to learn? Hi, Taisi. What can we learn? Lo nichterechana b'kotchim v'taisi mehanach. Let's say the Torah wouldn't give a pasuk b'kotchim. Can we learn from gerushin, kiddushin, and truma? Malhanash sheken yesh nachol etz kotchim. Can't learn shlichas b'kotchim from gerushin, kiddushin. We're treating gerushin and kiddushin as being one. Right, from gerushin, kiddushin, and truma, because sheken yesh nachol etz kotchim. Maybe shlichas only works by chol, a davar chol. So it's a maisekal. It's easier. So therefore, it's easier for shlichas to work there. But by kachim, maybe shlichas doesn't work. Lo nichle rachmana begerushin v'teis mehanach malahanosh ken yeshna machshav. The Torah won't say by gerushin we should learn from truma and kachim. No, truma and kachim yeshna b'machshav. Yeshnu Machshava says Rashi Kodshim Nami Yisnu B'Machshava. Truma we said is Yisnu B'Machshava. The Nechshav Lachem Trumaschem Kodshim Nami Yisnu B'Machshava says Rashi V'Chei Nami Psul Kodshim U'Pigol Al Yidei Machshava Him Boim. A parenthesis in Rashi. What's a parenthesis? A parenthesis normally means it's taken out. So Rashi says Truma Kodshim is Machshava, meaning you can be Makdash Karbon Machshava. Kol Nadiv Lev Olos. You can be Menadiv Karbon Machshava. Also, psul kachim and pigol is b'machshava. What does it mean, b'machshava? Is that true? Is pigol b'machshava? But some point out that Rashi in other places says that kol dover ra, kol dibor ra, pigol is only b'dibor. It's not b'machshava. That's why the girs in Rashi probably is not that psul kachim and pigol can be b'machshava. The hegdish can be b'machshava, just like truma, but not pigol. Pigol requires a dibor. Pigol means that if someone says, when he's sholchet, he says, I'm shechting, I'm an ass to be makav it chutz lezmano. There's a certain zman for the carbon, so I'm going to eat it chutz lezmano after it becomes noser. I'm going to be makav it chutz lezmano after the right time. So that's pigol, it passes the carbon. So that requires a dibor, according to many Rishon. Rashi is one of them. Machshav is not enough. But the hekdesh is machshava, just like Truman and kachim can be chav machshava. So I would think that gerushin can't be learned from kachim and truma because yeshna machshava. So I think shlichus only works by truma and by kachim, not by gerushin. Ella, but rather this lo lichta v'chana v'truma v'teis mehana. Ah, we don't need a pasuk about tem gam atem by truma. Let's learn from truma. What are you going to say? Sheken yeshna chol gerushin is chol etzel truma? No, but truma is chol etzel kachim. What are you going to say? Kachim is yeshna machshava. Truma is also yeshna machshava. So truma you can learn from etzad hashava from gerushin and kiddushin. No, so why do you need the pasuk atem gam atem? Do you really need the pasuk atem gam atem? Hachanami. So the Gemara Taka says atem gam atem is not necessary to teach me shlichus by truma. I really could learn shlichus of truma from gerushin and kachim. Atem gam atem lomeli nibayle lechidu Rabbi Yanaida. Amar Rabbi Yanaida gam atem atem bnei bris av shulachem bnei bris. Atem gam atem doesn't teach me shlichus of truma. Shlichus of truma taka I can learn from gerushin and kachim. I have a pasuk by gerushin. I have a pasuk by kachim. That's enough. Atem gam atem doesn't teach me shlichus. What does it teach me? Matem bnei bris av shulachem bnei bris. That a goy can't be a shliach. That's what it teaches me. It doesn't teach me the idea that I can have shlichas by hafroshas truma. It teaches me that a goy can't be a shliach. What does that mean? Atem gam atem, ma atem ben ebris, av shluchem ben ebris. What's this gzeres hakasa? What does Rashi say? L'chidu Rabbi Yannai, l'hovi kosov gam l'irvuyei shliach, mishin deboi lakushe l'meshalcham. Mishin deboi lakushe l'meshalcham, l'meimar deba'ovei kochovin posl. Boi lakushe l'meshalcham, l'meimar deba'ovei kochovin posl. Atem gam atem, kein tarimu gam atem, you Yisrael, shebi Torah im truma, yomafrish truma, gam atem l'rabba shluchachem, right? But ma atem b'nei bris, avshluchem b'nei bris, boy lakushe shliach l'meshalcho. We want to make a hekish to compare the shliach to the meshalech. If the meshalech has to be a Yisrael, so then the shliach has to be Yisrael as well. Akum is posel. L'meimer de ba'obik ha'chavim posel. Interesting. Would you say that atem gam atem simply comes to exclude akum, that a goy can't be a shliach? A goy can't be a shliach b'chlal? Or maybe we could understand Atem Gam Atem differently. Maybe there's some... What does Atem Gam Atem tell me? Can you think of a situation where a guy might be able to be a shliach? Boy lakushe l'meshalcha. We're makish the shliach to the meshalach. To say that an obek achav is possible. If the meshalach is Yisrael, so then the guy has to be possible. Can't be a shliach. Can you think of a situation where a guy might be able to be a shliach? Based on the logic... Atem Gam Atem is an equation between the Mishalech and the Shliach. Can you think of a case where the guy would be able to be a Shliach? Aaron? Maybe if the Mishalech is an Akum, maybe the guy could be a Shliach. Yeah, I mean, if you really look at the Drosha literally, Atem Gam Atem, you're equating the Mishalech and the Shliach. So it doesn't necessarily mean that a guy can't be a Shliach. It just means that if the Mishalech is Yisrael, the guy can't be the Shliach. It's taka interesting because the lashon of Rashi is the boy lakushe l'meshalcho l'meimar deba'ovei kochavim posel. That the purpose of the drasha is to teach me that ovei kochavim is posel. So it could be that Rashi is interpreting that the drasha is not atem gam atem, but the meshalech and the shliach are equal. That there's a complete equation. Is that the Torah equates the two to teach me a din? It's really to teach me the din. That the posel is assuming that Yisrael is the meshalech. And in that context, the Torah is teaching me the rule that a guy can't be a shliach, period. In any circumstance. That's the drasha. The drasha is that the guy can't be a shliach. But the truth is, it's not necessarily muchuch like the Rashi. You could say that the drasha is that we equate the shliach to the mishalech. So the shliach is the same as the mishalech. If the mishalech is a guy, maybe taka, the guy could be a shliach. Can a cotton be a shliach? No. Why not?
He doesn't have das.
That's a very interesting point that you make. He doesn't have das. So we're gonna talk about situations where maybe you don't need das for a shliach. Right? Zochen ladam shlobafonav. I can be zochen on behalf of someone else. Right? If Noah, you know, Noah's a good Talmud, so I want to be zochen. I come into the street, I see a mitzvah, I want to be zochen on behalf of Noah. How does zechiah work? So some rishonim learn that zechiah is mitam shlichus. There's an implicit shlichus, so to speak. Noah would want me to be his shliach. Did he make me a shliach? No. Do I need his das to make me a shliach? No. Automatically, I can be a shliach. So if the problem of en shlichus lekotan is that I need the das of the kotan to make the shliach, right? Not if the kotan is going to be the shliach, but if the mishalech is a kotan, so to be zochah may have the kotan. So maybe zechiah should work by a kotan. Because I don't need the das of the cotton to make the gadol into a shliach. Interesting, right? If the problem is the das of the mishalech, the das for the minui, so then maybe in situations where I don't need a minui, like by zochin, if zochin is mitam shlichus, then maybe the cotton can be the mishalech. Not a mishalech, but you can be zochin, may have a cotton in a Torah. Because maybe I don't need das for the minui. What's another reason why maybe a cotton can't be a shliach, or can't have a shliach? Atem gam atem. See, if the mishalech and the shliach are equated, right, so since the shliach has to be a gadol, because ein maisa katan klum, so the mistab of the mishalech has to be a gadol too? Maybe the katan can't be a mishalech, because atem gam atem is an equation of the mishalech to the shliach. If atem gam atem just excludes goy, tzal gzeres hakos of goy can't be a shliach, that doesn't relate to cotton. I need other reasons to say that cotton is not a bar shlichus. He can't be a mishaleach, he can't appoint a shliach, he can't be a shliach. So if atem gam atem is more global, it's an equation between the Mishalech and the Shliach, so maybe that applies to other people besides Goy. Maybe it can apply to Katan too. It's a major discussion. Some Rishonim Taka learned that Ein Shlichus L'Katan because of atem gam atem. Could be they're not learning like Rashi. Well, we'll see these Rishonim. We can't throw everything on us in one fell swoop. But maybe they're not learning like Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying that it's Xeris HaKosov L'Gabi Akum. It's not a general equation. It's Xeris HaKosov to come to exclude Akum. Yaakov?
Can a woman make a man a Shaliach to be Mekadol and Gadger Kedushin?
Yes. But that's because Atem Gam Atem doesn't mean gender. We're not saying it has to be the same gender. It just means the same kedusha, the same, you know, I guess we look at, you know, Akum and Yisrael as being fundamentally different. Katan and Gadol are fundamentally different. But a woman has a full kedushas Yisrael, just because she's not chayav in mitzvahs like an ish, doesn't mean she doesn't have a kedushas Yisrael, she's the same as an ish. Enough the same that Atem Gam Atem is going to be satisfied. Elon.
Doesn't the Gemara imply that Reuben can make Shimon a shliach because they're both bnei bris?
Yes.
So...
No, but what does that mean? Is this a specific drasha to be memayit goy, or is it a more general drasha that the mishalech and the shliach have to be equated?
But I'm saying the Gemara is implying that the bris is the foundation under which that relationship between them is established.
That's what the Gemara is trying to, right? That's the halacha the Gemara is talking about is goy. But is it only goy? Maybe atem gam atem is ma'atem x afshulchachem x. Maybe it applies not only to goy. Rabbi Yana's halacha is about goy, but who says it's limited to goy? Maybe it can be more expanded to teach me katan also. We'll see. I don't want to drop all the beans now, but you'll see as you travel on when you see some of the Rishonim in the sugya of Zchia. Look at the Rishonim with a critical eye and see, maybe someone's going to bring up this drasha, atem gam atem, to tell you that there's no shlichus by a katan. Okay, we'll see. But at least we learned from atem gam atem that a goy is not about shlichus. Yes?
Didn't the Reb Chaim you looked at by Din Evi Kanani yield this issue? A little bit.
Reb Chaim said that a goy is not about shlichus, yeah, but did he talk about atem gam atem?
I believe he did.
Okay, show it to me and we'll talk, okay? Okay. Ma atem b'nei bris afshulchem b'nei bris. Safek the Gemara halam alikra mid Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan nafka d'Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Reb Yochanan eino even nasa shliach kabel get me a baila shel isha levishena b'taras get me kiddushin. Safek the Gemara, why didn't you atem gam atem to teach me that ain't shlichus la'akum? It's a svar. He's eino b'taras. Hafrashas trumah. Right, Atem Gam Atem is talking about Hafrashas Truma. The guy is not Bataras Hafrashas Truma. If an Eved Kenaini can't be a Shliach LeKabbalah, to Kabbalah get miad Baila Shel Isha, so a guy can't be Mafresh Truma either. So why do I need Atem Gam Atem? Agzeres Hakosav Kral Lomeli Svarahu. Itzrich says the Gemara. Salkada Dachamina Eved Lav Bahaterahu Kalal. Eved is Lav Bahaterahu. And Eved Kanaini is Lav Bar Heteru. He's not Shayach to Gerishin. Lav Bar Heteru Klal Eino B'Shum Tzad Heter Eishes Ish Eino B'Garish Toha Ein Lo Kiddushin. And Eved Kanaini is not B'Klal Gerishin because he's not B'Klal Ishus. There's no Eishes Ish by him. There's no Kiddushin. There's no Gerishin by him. Aval Ove Kochavim Hol V'Isi B'Chumad Nafshei Tidnan Hove Kochavim V'Akus Yishidom V'Chumas and Shumar Eima Shliach Nami Ovid Kamash Malon. But Ove Kochavim, since he's Isi B'Truma D'Nafshei, he's not Eino B'Toras. So I would think that he can be Mafresh Truma for the Yisrael as well. The Ove Kochavim is Isi B'Truma D'Nafshei on Tvuas Atzmo, Tvuas Nochri. So I would think for Tvuas Yisrael also he's B'Toras. Kamash Malon, Atem Gam Atem. Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Avshulchachem B'nei Bris. I need Atem Gam Atem because I would say that Ove Kochavim is Yisei B'Truma D'Nafshei, so that he really is B'Torah, so maybe he should be B'Torah as the Afrosha for Yisrael. Kamash Malon is not. In fact, the Gemara, Reb Shimon, the Poter, the Tanchum, as Ove Kochavim, the Damas, the Chayav, and the Lechomesh, Reb Shimon Poter, Atem Gam Atem Lamali. Reb Shimon argues with the Tarakam, Machlok is Tanoim, whether Ove Kochavim is Yisei B'Truma D'Nafshei. Reb Shimon says that Shuvah Sarek Rechavim is not Midamas. Midamas, what does the word Midamas mean? That just means Truma. It means when there's a Tarovis of Truma, we call it Dimua. Not that Dimua is some Chinese word, a special Hebrew word that means Tarovis. It just means the word Dimua refers to Truma. Right, that's the Tosis Yom Tov that I asked you to see. Just to get the background of what the words mean over here. The Tosis Yom Tov. Mishnah Chumas in Paragimel Mishnah Vav says that you're supposed to be mafresh all of the matonis in the proper order. You're actually supposed to be mafresh bikurim before Truma. The Pasuk says, Malayoscha v'demacha lo sa'achem. Malayoscha means bikurim. Malaya, when the tvua is nismales, it becomes full, it's ripened, that's bikurim. V'demacha, Chazal understood that means truma. So you're supposed to do you do Malay Oscha before the Macha. You're supposed to separate the Bikurim before the Truma. Not supposed to change the order. Why is Truma called Dimacha? Your tears? What does that mean? It means a liquid, so the Tosis Yom Tov explains. He quotes Tosis and Tmura on Daf Dalet. So even if you haven't learned Tmura, but if you learn Trumas, and you look at the Tosis Yom Tov, you'll know this Tosis. The Tosis and Tmura says that Truma is called Dema because it's Noheg Bilach. The Bikurim is only Noeg Biyovish. As the Mishnah Rishona on the bottom explains that it's not really true. Right? Bikurim is also Noeg Balach. You know, in Yayin, Yitzar, oil and Shemen, and Yayin, wine and oil. So you can be Mafrish Truma from Shemen and Yayin. But Bikurim is not Noeg B'Shem V'Yayin. It's not Noeg B'Shem V'Yayin. There are Mishnayos that talk about Yayin B'Shemen by Bikurim. The answer is that if you process the Anovim, if you process the grapes and the olives, al das, to make it into shemen and yayin, then you do bring bikurim from shemen and yayin. But if you didn't have das initially, when you processed them, when you harvested them, they turn into shemen and yayin, then taka, there's no chiyuv bikurim on the shemen and yayin, if you later turned it into shemen and yayin. But by truma, there is a hafrosh even on shemen and yayin. So that's a liquid. So truma is called imua, it's called imua from a lashon of lach, that it's noig balach, bikurim is not noig balach. And the earlier Tosis Yom Tov, page 1, Moses Yom Tov in Paragimel Mishnah Bey says that the Lashon Midamas doesn't mean Tarovis. It just means a Tarovis of Truma. Because Dimua Tarovis of Truma, that's what it means. So there's a Machlokes from Shimon and the Tanakama whether Trumas Akum is nothing or it's Midamas. It's Truma. So if you have a tarovis of truma, then it's going to ask for that tarovis. Unless you have a bittel, how much do you need to be mevatel the truma? 100 to 1. A special chumah by truma. It's not shishim. 100 to 1. These are all different details of halachas by truma. So, in fact, the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, the truma sovek achavim is not medamas. That it's nothing. He's lesser even mitruma than afshei. So if he's less of a chumah than afshi, he's ain't a bataras chumah. So nochamol, the kasha comes back. Why do I need atem gam atem? He's ain't a bataras. It's posha that he can't be mafish chumah. Said the Gemara, no, it's trich. Saga that the chamina hoil the omer mar atem velarisim atem velo shufim atem velo apotropas atem velo atem ashena shalom. Atem comes to exclude lots of people. Arisim and shufim apotropsim and toim ashena shalom. Someone who's mafish Tfuah that doesn't belong to him. So Ema Atem Velo Shluchem. I'll say Atem comes to be Memayit Ashliach too. Kamash Malon. I need Atem Gam Atem not to tell me that Ove Kochavim can't be Mafir Shuma. Faker. I need Atem Gam Atem to teach me Shlichos by Truma. Not because I can't learn Shlichos by Truma from Kochim and Gerishin, but because since it says Atem, I would think that's a special miut to exclude Shliach. I really should have been able to learn from Kochim and Gerishin. But I have the word Atem, which is a miut that comes to exclude a lot of different people besides the Bailim. So I think it also comes to be Mamayin Atem Velo Shluchachem. Kamash Malon. It's interesting, right? Atem might come to be Mamayi Shliach. Gam Atem is Mar B'Shlichus by Hafrashas Chuma. So if I asked you, how do you know Shlichus by Chuma? Not necessarily. It could be all Gamatem is doing is it's bringing back the original drasha from Gerushin and Kachin. Right? The Gemara had said, I really can learn Shema from Gerushin and Kachin. I don't need Gamatem. Right? But once it says Atem, to be Mamayit, all these other things, I need the Gamatem to ensure that I know to learn from Gerushin and Kachin. Right? I'm not sure whether we're learning actually from Gamatem, or Gamatem just tells me Atem is not excluding Shlia, but so rather I can learn Shlichas by Chumah from Gerushin and Kach. Okay? This is the Gimar. This is the Gimar. Two different reasons why I need Gamatem. Either Gamatem is teaching me that that Goy can't be a Shliach to be Mafesh Chumah for Yisrael. I'd have a Hava Mina that hold the Isi but Chumah the Nafshe, maybe he could be a Shliach for Yisrael. Well, no, I need Gamatem because I would think that maybe you can't have a Shliach by Shuma because a Tem comes to exclude a Shliach. Kamashmalan. No. Let's go back to the beginning, the first part of the Sukkot. Havamina, I think that what? That a Goy is Eina B'Torah, and that's why I don't need a Tem Gamatem to be Memai Goy. I don't need a Pasuk. It's a Svar. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not a Svar. Hold the Isi B'Shuma D'Nafshe. The Chachamim hold that he's Isi B'Shuma D'Nafshe. So I would think that maybe he's easy but Trumas Yisrael as well. What's the shock of the Tariq Gemara? Well, the Gemara didn't know the Chachamim Shita. They knew the Mishnayos and Shemus. Reb Shimon, the Chachamim, right? It's Machlokas Tanai, whether Ovik Chachamim is easy but Trumas Nafshe. If he's Mafrish Truma on his own Tvu, is it Chal? Is the Truma Chal? Are you Chayovan Alei HaChomesh? Is the Zahar Oster in the Truma? I mean, if it's not Chal, so then it's Mutter, it's Chulin, it's not Truma. There's machlokas tanoi. We pass them like the chachamim the Reb Shimon that over chachamim is easy but shema d'nafshin. What's the shock of the Gemara? What initially the Gemara says? Why do I need gamatem to be memayit akum? The svara ain't a b'toras. Ain't a b'toras. Didn't you know the chachamim easy but shema d'nafshin? What? It's just a setup. A setup. They're not telling you about the chachamim, and then suddenly the Gemara is mechadish the chachamim. We knew the chachamim shita. What's going on over here? What's the shakl of the tire of the Gemara? Initially, the Gemara thought that the Goy is Eina B'Toras. I don't need Atem Gamatem to teach me that a Goy can't be Mafresh Shuma. It's Poshut. It's a Svar. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not such a Svar. Because he really is B'Toras. He's Isi B'Shuma D'Nafshin. Meikara Maikasavar Ula B'Sof Maikasavar. What was the Gemara thinking initially that Misvara he's Eina B'Toras? And then the Gemara discovers the Chachamim Mishita that he's Ise B'Truma D'Nafshi. What's going on over here? So one answer might be that we have to look carefully at the Lashon of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Salkadai Tachamina Eved Lav Bar HaTeru Hu Klau Aval Ove Kachavim Hol V'Ise B'Truma D'Nafshi Ditnan Ho Ove Kachavim Akusi Shetom V'Trumas V'Truma Ema Shliach Nami Ove Kamash Malam. Which word is extra in this Gemara? Which word is extra? Dinafshe, Isaac, exactly, Dinafshe. Is that necessary? The Gemara reads perfectly well without Dinafshe. Salkadai Tachamina Eved Lavar Haterehu Klal Aval Ove Kachavim Hol Ve'ise B'Trum Ditnan Ho Ove Kachavim Vakusi Shetamo Chumas and Chuma. The Mishnah doesn't say Dinafshe. It doesn't say Chumas Ove Kachavim Atzma. It says Ho Ove Kachavim Vakusi Shetamo Chumas and Chuma. It doesn't say Dinafshe. The Gemara could have read perfectly well without the word Dinafshe. But the Gemara added Dinafshe. Ovek HaChavim hol v'isei b'tshuma Dinafshe, d'nan ovek HaChavim akusi shetem v'tshumas v'tshuma, eim ha-shliach nami ovid, kamash malon. What's the Gemara saying? Ovek HaChavim isei b'tshuma Dinafshe, so I would think he's isei b'tshuma d'Yisrael, kamash malon. Right? That's how to read the Gemara. He's isei b'tshuma Dinafshe, so he's Isei B'Truma D'Yisrael as well. What does Truma D'Nafshe mean? Isn't he Isei B'Truma? Comes the Tosus Rid and says no. No. Who says he's Isei in all Truma? Maybe the Ovek Ochavim can be Mafrish Truma only in very specific situations. This is in packet 6, Tosus Rid. If you have the packet, please open. A short piece, it's really hold the isa b'tshuva d'nafshe. Those are the best. Just the kurz avort, but wow, what a pshat. Nira Lisa the Tosas on page 5. Davka b'dinafshe shagadol v'sadeh. Avon kona tevel mi Yisrael in a rasher l'tarmahu eli Yisrael hakonem imen. The Ovikachom is Isa b'tshuva d'nafshe. The Tosfit is medayek from the sugit. D'nafshe sounds like his own tshuva. That means if it's gadol b'sadeyu, the goy can be mafrish the truma that's gadol b'sadeyu, but if he buys truma from the Yisrael, he can't be mafrish truma on that. He can't be mafrish truma on that. What does that mean, he can't be mafrish truma? We're not talking about that the goy is eating the truma. I mean, we're not in control of the goy. He doesn't care what we're going to say. But the point is, if the goy is mafrish truma and then Yisrael buys it from the goy, does the second Yisrael have to be mafrish truma? If the Yisrael eats truma, if he eats tevel, that's a problem. So the first Yisrael had tevua. Then he sold it to a guy. The guy is mafresh truma. So was that hafrosh achal? Right? Was the kri now mesukan? So now if a second Yisrael buys the truma from the guy, he doesn't have to be mafresh? Or do we say, no, the second Yisrael has to be mafresh? So comes the Tosus Rid and says, Ovek achal mezise v'truma d'nafshe. His truma is going to be chal, but only in tevua that grew in his own rishus. But if it grew in the rishus of Reuven, of a Yisrael, so then the guy can't be mafresh after he buys that tevua. If he's mafresh, it's not going to be chal for Shimon, for a different Yisrael. It's not going to be chal. When the Yisrael buys it from the guy, he'll have to be mafresh again. Tremendous chiddush. What's he saying? What's the Tosfos Rid saying? Why should that be true? No.
Does in rishai mean usher?
Doesn't mean usher. Means not going to be chal. It's not going to too off anything. It's not going to accomplish anything.
It's not possible to read it like the Rishba.
I don't think so. No. It's not going to accomplish anything. Why not? Perhaps the answer is that the Isser Tevel of Tevua that grows in the Rishus of Yisrael is more chomer than the Isser Tevel of Tevua that grows in the Rishus of Adonai. The Chi of Hafrasha comes to be motzi from the Isser Tevel. The Hafrasha that you need to be motzi from an Isser Tevel that was chal in the Rishus of Yisrael is a greater chiyuv than the hafrosha that you need to be motzi from the Isser Tevel of a goy that was chal in the Rishus of the goy. If the Isser Tevel was chal in the Rishus of the goy, so then it's not as chomer an Isser Tevel. But if the tevuah grew in the Rishus of the Yisrael and the Isser Tevel was chal in the Rishus of the Yisrael, maybe it's too chomer. For the guys hafrosha to work on that Isser Tevel. So now when the Yisrael buys it again, the Yisrael is getting the original Isser Tevel of Yisrael number one. If the Tevuah grew versus Yisrael, now it has an Isser Tevel Chomer. So to be mafresh on that Isser Tevel Chomer, maybe you need a Yisrael. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. If the Tvua grew in the Rishus of the Goy, the Isser Tevel is an Isser Kal. It's an Isser Kal. Then the Goy can be mafrish on that Isser Kal. To be motzi from that Isser Kal. If the Tvua grew in Rishus Yisrael, maybe the Goy's hafrosha is not going to be, it's not going to work for that. Once the Goy buys the Tvua, his hafrosha is not going to work to be motzi from that Isser Tevel. Isse b'tshuma d'nafshe, says the Tosfos Rid. So it could be that's what the Gemara was saying. What's the shock of the Tanya? The Gemara, I'll tell you what the shock of the Tanya was. The Gemara originally thought that the guy is in a Taurus. The guy knew, the Gemara knew that the halacha is like the Chachamim. Of course the guy is Isei B'Truma. He can be Mafresh Truma. But the Gemara understood initially, Avada, he can only be Mafresh Truma B'Dinafshe. His own Tvua that grew in his possession, not Tvua that grew B'Rishus Yisra. He can't be mafresh in tefuah that grew b'rishus Yisrael after he buys the tefuah, because in Issa work. So the Gemara thought, if he's ainu b'toras, being mafresh on tefuah that grew b'rishus Yisrael that he bought, then he also should be ainu b'toras to be mafresh on tefuah that grew b'rishus Yisrael that is still in the rishus of the Yisrael, even if the Yisrael made him a shliach. If the goy is ain of the Torah has to be mafresh on Tavua that grew Bishus Yisrael even after he bought the Tavua, because the Issach Tevel was Chal Bishus Yisrael, then similarly, he shouldn't be able to be Mafresh on Tavua that grew Bishus Yisrael, that still is Bishus Yisrael, had the same Issach Tevel Chomer. So even if Yisrael made him a Shliach, he shouldn't be able to be Mafresh on that Tevel. Kamashmal in the Gemara, now hold the Issi B'Tshuma D'Nafshe. Tavua grew with his own Rishus, he can be Mafresh. You see that he's Shayach to Hafresh as Truma. For an Issa Tevel Kal. You see, he's Shayach to Hafrashas Truma. If he's Shayach to Hafrashas Truma, then he can be Mafrish even on Tavua, the Grub Rishus Yisrael, as long as the Yisrael made him a Shliach. See, that's the Kamashmal of the Gemara. He's Issa B'Truma D'Nafshe, he can be Mafrish on his own Tavua if it grew in his own Rishus. If it grew Rishus Yisrael, he can't be Mafrish on it after he buys it. Because now he's the one who's giving the koach, who's right. He needs his own koach to be mafresh on that truma. But if isay b'truma d'nafshe kamashul on the gemara, that once he has the ability to be mafresh truma, then maybe even if the tefuah grew b'shus Yisrael, if the Yisrael gave him koach and made him a shliach, then taka he'll be able to be mafresh truma. That could be the shock of the time of the gemara according to the Tosfos. Okay, stop.